The Naughty Donkey. Once upon a time there was a very naughty little donkey. He liked being naughty. When anything was put on his back, he kicked it off, and he ran after people trying to bite them. His master couldn't do anything with him, so he sold him to another master, and that master couldn't do anything with him and also sold him, and finally he was sold for a few pence to a dreadful old man who bought old worn-out donkeys and killed them by overwork and ill-treatment. But the naughty donkey chased the old man and bit him, and then ran away, kicking up his heels. He didn't mean to be caught again, so he joined a caravan that was going along the road. "Nobody will know who I belong to in all this crowd," thought the donkey. These people were all going up to the city of Bethlehem, and when they got there they went into a big khan full of people and animals. The little donkey slipped into a nice cool stable where there was an ox and a camel. The camel was very haughty, like all camels, because camels think that they alone know the 100th and secret name of God. He was too proud to speak to the donkey, so the donkey began to boast. He loved boasting. "I'm a very unusual donkey," he said. "I have foresight and hindsight."
"What is that?" said the ox.
"Like my forelegs in front of me and my hind legs behind me. Why, my great 37th time great-grandmother belonged to the prophet Balaam and saw with her own eyes the angel of the Lord." But the ox went on chewing, and the camel remained proud. Then a man and a woman came in, and there was a lot of fuss, but the donkey soon found out that there was nothing to fuss about, only a woman going to have a baby, which happens every day. And after the baby was born, some shepherds came and made a fuss of the baby, but shepherds are very simple folk. But then some men in long, rich robes came.
"VIPs," hissed the camel.
"What's that?" asked the donkey.
"Very important people," said the camel, "bringing gifts."
The donkey thought the gifts might be something good to eat, so when it was dark he began nosing around. But the first gift was yellow and hard, with no taste. The second made the donkey sneeze, and when he licked the third, the taste was nasty and bitter. "What stupid gifts," said the donkey, disappointed. But as he stood there by the manger, the baby stretched out his little hand.